Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A while ago, I had a conversation with a person in which we started mentioning things that we feel that young people are struggling with, that they see is happening now, and they are left powerless. And if we have a conversation point tonight, when the topic for the conversation is the struggles of being young, this is the stuff that you might notice that you feel you struggle with. And I know that we'll try our best to prove biblical answers throughout them. But I want to mention these things. And I want you to, if you're a parent listening to me now, just take into consideration that this might be how your teenager is feeling. If you're a teenager, just knowing that you're not by yourself, there's a lot of people actually feeling this way. The first one is that we've seen a rapid increase with the amounts of people that's suffering from depression and anxiety. And that depression and anxiety has got various influxes or influences creating those depression and anxiety. One of them is the fact that we're suffering with anxiety because of the fact that we don't know in South Africa what the future is of employment. We all hear talks about that there should be entrepreneurship and there should be bursaries and there should be less fees to study at university and all that, but we don't know what our employment will actually look like. Now, if you're an high school student, this can actually be something that cracks you. That to anxiety level, that's very high. Same can be said with regards to that if you're studying at varsity, you're studying this course and you're enjoying the course, but you've also got this anxiety and where are you heading afterwards? What will you do when you get your degree or your diploma? That might be one of the reasons that you are very anxious. The other reason that you might be very anxious is the fact that you've studied and you've got a job and you've got a decent job now, but you're very anxious about the fact that you can't afford a property. Not only purchasing property, because property is very, very expensive, but you can't afford to pay rent, which is something that a lot of people are suffering from. That's also a cause of anxiety, and the fact that you can't afford it might be a reason for depression, is a reason for depression. The third one is very interesting in the fact that it pertains to our future. We've got lots of people saying that we need to be more green, we need to use less paper, we need to switch over to lithium-ion batteries, we need to get inverters and solar powers and all that. And we, as young people living today, the nominal young person, the average young person in South Africa can absolutely not financially afford to be green. We can't afford solar power because it's expensive. We can't afford putting in gas geysers in houses because it's just too expensive. We can't afford these things. Therefore, we feel extremely guilty about the fact that we aren't living a green lifestyle. We would like to all purchase Teslas and electronic vehicles, but we just can't because we can't afford them. That is one of the stuff that's a main concern for young people nowadays, which is something that you might feel. We've all seen Greta Thunberg with the amazing stuff that she's trying to do with regards to green and being socially aware or environmentally aware rather, but we just can't do it in South Africa. That is a reason for anxiety, and that is one of the struggles of being young. The third struggle of being young is that we've got influences from everywhere saying that we need to enjoy TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. And a while ago it was Snapchat, and TikTok used to be known as Musical.ly, if I'm not mistaken. And there was WeChat a while ago, and you need to be in all these platforms, and you need to manage it, and you need to be front and center, and you need to have influence on all these platforms. And that just drains absolutely every single bit of the energy out of our bodies and out of our souls, because we just can't keep it up. And that's the reason, or another main reason, for anxiety and depression. Another thing that's also a cause for anxiety and depression is that all our friends might be watching a specific show, but you don't necessarily enjoy it. But for the fear of not being able to partake in the conversation, you need to start watching the show, but you're anxious because you don't enjoy it. And there's much rather other shows that you would want to watch. You are absolutely inundated with content on Netflix, and Disney and Prime Video with shows that we want to watch, and we just can't watch them all. That, you will not believe it, is a very modern day problem and a very modern day reason for loads of anxiety and depression, because we just can't keep it up with all the streaming that we want to do. And let's be 100% honest, sitting for a weekend, staying in bed, just streaming from morning to midnight, sleeping late and then start streaming again is not a healthy lifestyle. That does not aid the depression in all response and manners. It actually just makes it so much worse. So how do we get off all of this? One of the things, mentioned it last week, want to mention you again, switch off your cell phone, switch off the television, take something which I like to call a digital fast for a while. Don't listen to lots of things. Don't spend time on your cell phone. Don't play games, nothing. Just get away. Spend time with Jesus. Spend time with His creation.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.